Rav's sweetest friend, in the previous shiur, we saw a whole slew of kashas on the sugya of Nevate Bisfasayim, giving verbal expressions to Nezirus, Nedarim, and Shuas. And now we are going to get to the yishuv of the kashas that we asked in the previous shiur. So Rav Elifan says as follows, that Lashitas HaTosfos, there are two Dinei Hafla. One is that a dibur is pol chalos neder v'shvuah v'nezirus, even if you weren't gomer b'leiv klal. But there you dafka need a proper lashon. So that's what Tosis writes in Nedarim, where they're mechalik between lashon hakodesh and shar lashonos. The lashon hakodesh was this bechefza lashon, as we explained in the previous shiur. It's essentially a language. It's inherent language. So even if you don't understand the language, it's still a neder, or a nezirus, or a shvuah. Mashenkein shar lashonos, which are not lashonos be'etzem, they only have a din lashon if you understand the lashon, just like Kriya Shema. That's what the Tosa says in Nedarim, Vadim yekel lashonim yei neder achrei shemivinim. If you understand, if it's in your language and you understand, then it's going to be a neder, because you understand. It's chol al yedei your dibur. And that's what it says in Nazir, in Tosfos. The Gam B'Shal Shonis in Makir Mevinu Miskab in the Kabbalah of Nazir is Havei Nazir. Now, when it says Miskab in the Kabbalah of Nazir, it doesn't mean you want in your heart to be a Nazir. It just means that you know that this language is going to create a Chalos Nazirus. So if you say Lashon in Lashon HaKodesh, which is Lashon Nazirus, it's Chal. If you say B'Shal Shonis, as long as you understand these Lashonis, you understand that it is a Mashmos of Nazirus, it's going to be Chal. And these are all al yidei dibur. So Tosfos and Nedarim, Tosfos and Nazir are really saying the same thing. That the chilik is between lashon hakodesh and your own lashon, is that if you understand the lashon and you intend it to be this, to be you know that there's a lashon of Nazirus, even if you weren't intending to be makabel Nazirus, it's chal, because it's chal al yidei diburo. And if it's lashon hakodesh, even if you don't understand the lashon. These Lashonos themselves make Nazirus. So you don't have to want to become a Nazir. You just want to have to say these Lashonos that imply Nazirus. You don't have to understand the Lashonos of Nazirus in Lashon HaKodesh, what they mean, but you have to understand what they mean B'Shar Lashonos. But in either case, you're not makabel upon yourself. You don't necessarily want to be a Nazir B'Lev. You just want to say these Lashonos that mean Nazirus. You don't have to want to be a Nazir. You just want to have to say these Lashonos that imply Nazirus. In other languages, you have to understand the Lashon. In the Lashon HaKodesh, you don't. But that's a din in Dibur. That your Dibur creates the Nazirus, v'zeo. But you don't need Kabbalah B'Lev. You don't need a Ratzon to be a Nazir. There's another din of Hafla, and that's the din of Shmuel. That gamar b'libo tzarich shayotzi b'sfasav. The etzem chalos neder shvu nazirus is idei kabbalah b'leiv. That it's in your heart that you want to become a nazir. Shmuel was mechadish that there's a tenai that you have to be motzi b'sfasav mashik gamar b'libo, in order that it shouldn't be kedvarim shebelev sheinim dvarim. And there you don't need a din lashon. There all you need is to be mevati b'sfasayim, which you are gamar b'leiv. But it doesn't have to have the status of a Lashon. So according to the first din, the way to become a Nazir is that you have to say the proper Lashon. According to the second way, it doesn't have to be a proper Lashon. You just have to have Kabbalah B'Lev, you want to be a Nazir, and then express with your mouth what you're thinking in your heart. And the makor for these two Dinei Hafla are the Sifri that we brought at the beginning of the first year, at the onset of the first year. That it says, K'chol ha'diyotzi b'piv yaseh, en le'el shotzi b'fiv. Ki b'lo b'nedr shvumi na'ayin tamalor melasir yisrael nafshoi. So first is you have to be Yotze mipiv, that's otzah b'fiv. That's nedarim that come from the mouth. It's one type of afla. Another type is kibel of neder b'shvuah. In other words, that you're makabel upon yourself in your heart. So there's a dibur that's pochalos neder b'shvuah filu lo gamar b'libo. And the Sefri says there's another din afla of gamar b'libo. But there's a chalos by being makabel b'lev. And that's learned by Lesser Yisrael Nafsha. So we had asked that he sosir Shmuel, because Shmuel said that you have to say pepeh. Not enough gomer belev, and the Sefri implies the gomer belev. The answer is that they're saying, talking about two different things. The Sefri is telling us, the Yisraelis, that there are two different dinim of hafla. One is that you, two different ways to become a Nazir. One is that the Lashon does it for you, and the other is that it's in your heart. And Shmuel is adding that when you say it in your heart, when you feel it in your heart, when you desire in your heart to be a Nazir, there also has to be a Lashon, even though it's not a proper Lashon, but there has to be some verbal expression of that. And as long as the verbal expression, then you become a Nazir, Nadir, Shur, Achal. So Sefri's not a Stira. Sefri's telling us the Yisodos, that there's Hafla B'peh, you say it, and then there's also B'leiv. And Shmuel agrees with that. The Sefri is the source for Shmuel. It's Mesayeh L'Shmuel. Just Shmuel attacks on top of that. When you're Makabel B'leiv, you have to say something also. It doesn't have to be a proper Lashon, but you have to say something that expresses what was in your heart. And therefore the Gemara and Shavuos didn't ask from the Sefri on Shmuel, it asked from a different place. That's Mashma, that L'chol Asher, it says B'Sfasayim B'lo B'leiv. How do you know Gomer B'libo? L'chol Asher Yivati Adam B'Shavuah. But there it's Mashma, the Neder and Shavuah, that L'chol Ayidei Gomer B'libo. You don't have to be motzi b'sfasayim. And Shmuel said, no, if it's chalei gomer b'libo, there has to be otzah b'sfasayim. So they're asked from there on Shmuel. And according to this, for Enford also, the second kasha we asked earlier, what was Shmuel mechadesh? They have to be motzi b'sfasayim. V'din kinuyim. It's muchach they have to be motzi b'sfasayim. Because if gomer b'libo was enough, why do we need to come onto the din of kinuyim? Even if you were motzi b'sfasayim, just the very fact that you wanted, you had a kabbalah b'leiv, that would be enough. What do you need to come on to Kinuyim for? From the fact that Kinuyim must be, there has to be Atzav Esfasa. But based on what we said, that we require the Din of Kinuyim is only the Din HaFla of Dibur Kishalo Gamar B'libo. There the Dibur is Pol B'Chalos Neder and Shvua, and we require Dafka Lashon Neder and Shvua. And therefore the Tana had to tell us that Kinuyim have a Din Lashon, like Tosis and Nedar Menazir explained. But in the Din of Shmuel, where the Chalos Neder and Shvua is a Kabbalah B'Leiv, just you need to be motzi b'sfasim mashgom b'libo in order that it shouldn't be dvarim shebelev. You don't even need to come on to the din of kinuyim. So the din of kinuyim is a completely different category. You only need to come on the din of kinuyim when you need lashem. When you need lashem, then there's no kinuyim. Shmuel is telling us a completely different din, that it's enough to have kabbalah b'lev, and there you don't need a proper lashem. But kinuyim is a din in lashem. I mean, these are lashonos of nazirus or neder shvuas. And Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, now that we had this Yisod, we will hopefully explain the Yerushalmi based on this, and also prove our Yisod that there are two Dine Hafla, Hafla Yidei Dibur, Hafla Yidei Gomer B'Libo, Midibrei Rambam, and that's our Avoda, Das ist unser Arbit, for the next Shir, Mirtz Hashem, and we should be Zocha, Lamud Lamed, Vishmur V'Las, Lakhams, Kler Yisam, Terasa B'Ahava, Mein V'Amein, Shalom Shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.